Hi there, Steve. Steve, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of how the service works, answer any questions that you have, and then because it is a brand new business, she is requesting that I apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Fantastic, fantastic. Good. It's going good for you too.
Yeah, it is, and I appreciate you asking. You know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up near the top of the page.
That's actually the only thing I use it.
It really is for pretty much every one of us. I mean, it's where we go and we don't know who to call. And for you, especially being that it is a young company, that's the real power in this listing, because people will not need to already know the name of your business. In fact, most people go on Google because they don't know who to call, but they're going to type in gutter service or gutter cleaning or any of the services, installation, repair that you want to be found for. We'll make sure that your business pops up, you get those phone calls, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Are you doing commercial as well as residential?
We're starting out as just residential.
Okay.
Just residential install.
For now,
so we're
going
to grow as fast as possible, which goes to my first question. How
gotcha.
Easy is it to add to this after we get going?
Good question. Yeah, so anything that we create, we can update, and there's no additional costs for it. In fact, my next question was going to be about a website. There's not a website yet, right, for GutterUp?
Yep, not yet. Have not done
okay.
yet.
So we don't expect, especially our brand new companies, to already have a website. Our service, though, is month to month. So we definitely want you to see success right from the very beginning, and having that website that not only talks about your services, but also showcases before and after photos, that ensures that you will get a steady stream of calls directly to you from someone who will have seen that website first. They're making a conscious, educated choice. They're reaching out to you because they hope that you're available to do the job. So it's a very high conversion rate. Now, a lot of the times what they'll do for our brand new companies is they'll let me include a website at no additional cost. And of course, that website is going to be linked to all the content that Google wants to see, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta. Of course, we'll mirror the content on Bing, Apple Search. I would recommend to a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads, very affordable, very cost effective, great way to target like your entire service area, big cities and small. You're looking at a flat rate here, even with the Facebook ads included. The reduced pricing for a new business saves you $300 a month. It's by far the lowest rate we offer to the public. It's a little over 50% off the normal cost of the service. So it would bring your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299, and that does include $100 of Facebook ads in that cost. So Facebook ads being about 20, 22 cents per click, $100 of Facebook ads, you're looking at about 400 clicks in a month. And, you know, they're calling you. So once you get them on the line talking about your services, even a modest conversion rate with the calls that you get, I think it's going to be a good fit for you. And it's not just you doing the work, right? You've got a couple of guys helping out or a crew?
Correct, yeah. Yep, got a,
perfect.
Got a first crew, and we're going to expand that as quick as we can.
Nice, yeah. So we can always ramp up. Tara put in the notes that you want to grow eventually, you know, west side 40 miles and things like that. At any time, if you want us to add services or change where you want to be found, if you want us to update the photos on the website, like I said, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the site is going to be included, so we can always make those changes. There would never be any additional cost for that. In fact, there is no additional cost for anything, Steve. It's a flat rate. And it's an exact amount. It's a fixed rate, too, so it will never go up, not even by a penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So in that sense, it is quite a bit different than a lead-based service. Tara did attach the Angie Leads or Home Advisor here. I think she was looking for your website when she found it. That, of course, is a lead-based service. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
We're doing our first jobs actually today.
Oh, good. Good.
And Angie's Leads is supposed to start sending us leads starting Monday.
Oh, okay, wonderful. So what I would tell you is what a lot of my clients tell me, even if they love their lead-based service, I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them. You'll probably end up finding that you can keep your leads paused more often once we get your phone ringing. There is no direct conflict, though, with a paid lead service and being listed on that first page of Google. But, I mean, if you're getting calls directly to you instead of paying for and chasing down those leads and kind of being in a bidding war, because it is a shared lead system. I mean, obviously, you're going to get the same lead that a handful of your competitors will pay for and get also. But like I said, whether you end up loving it, hating it, anywhere in between, there's no direct conflict. But once we get your phone ringing, you'll probably be happy to scale back at least a little bit on paying for those leads. You'll get with us a detailed reporting and tracking system, too. So you'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work's coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Now, most of the time, you're simply going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Residential clients will call you directly. On the website that we build, there will also be a contact form, so they can tell you where they live and what they want to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, Steve, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, actually, you pretty well covered about everything. I'm texting back and forth with the wife. She's at work. She's brains of the administrative part of this.
Gotcha.
Question was, if we try it for a few months and it's not working out, or maybe we're suffering on the profit side, is there a way to cancel or take this back off later?
That is a great question. It is month to month, no long-term contract. It's completely at will, so you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. If you find out you're getting more work than you can take on, you can pause it. If you need to go on vacation, you can pause it. In fact, the service itself can be paused seasonally if necessary. But as long as you're happy and using the service, it would bill once a month for that exact amount. It would never go up, but you can stop at any time.
Okay, fantastic. I'm hoping too much work is not an issue. I'll just buy more trucks.
yeah, that's a good thing. I mean, you're ready to kind of hit the ground running and expand as the opportunities present themselves. And, you know, obviously everyone uses Google, right? If they're not using Google, they're using Bing. You will be listed there as well. Now, of course, those are search engines. People actually go on their computer, or they go on their smartphone, they type something in, they're doing an active search, and you'll be one of those top options right there in the exact moment that someone is looking for a guy who can do what you do. Obviously, you use Google, so you know you won't be the only company that pops up when someone is searching for your services. And, of course, not everyone who sees you there will decide to call you. But, again, that's kind of a good thing. You know, you're not getting a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't really know what they're looking for. They will make that informed decision before they call you. Now, of course, Facebook is a little bit different. People are not actively searching for anything. In fact, I think for the most part, people are on Facebook not looking for anything in particular, but looking for something to look at. And when they do see your ads, they can click on those ads and they go to your website, and everything from there works exactly the same. They can see your photos and pick up the phone and call you. So it's a great way to put yourself out there for people that need your services. Did you or your wife have any other questions?
No, I think that's it.
Okay, perfect. It's Gutter Up, and I see it as an LLC. Did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business, or did you just want it as Gutter Up?
I think it has to be honest.
Okay. Well, I mean, it as far as branding on Google, it's a personal preference, although it is an LLC, you know, doing business as or whatever. You can leave the LLC off. I always recommend including the Inc. codes and LLCs. I think it makes your business look more professional. The important thing, though, is the consistency of the branding. We want it to be the same everywhere. So we'll have it as GutterUp LLC, and it does look like the phone number that we are speaking on, this is a good number for your customers to call, right? This is the business number?
It is. We will get another phone number for it. This is currently my personal phone.
Oh, it is. Your
personal phone. We want to get a business phone, so I'll need to change that number.
Okay. Yeah, and once that information changes, just let us know. Like I said, we'll be able to update that content. You did actually answer my next question, I'm assuming, since it is your personal phone. It's a smartphone. You can receive text messages on that number.
Yep, absolutely.
Of course, yeah. Like I said, most of the time, you just get direct phone calls. If someone fills out the contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. As far as the email goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, no one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to the contact form. And, of course, for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you from time to time. Did you have a preference, though? We use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method that's most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you regarding your account?
Both are actually perfectly fine. Text, obviously, I get quicker than emails. I just check emails randomly, so.
Right, yeah. Text preferred is the most common response to that question for service-based businesses. And you are service-based, right, meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not any real physical address that we would promote for your business, no showroom or brick and mortar. I noticed on the Angie's, there's the 16208 259th Avenue East. Is that your residence?
That is our residence, yeah.
It is. Okay. So we certainly would not want to list that as the business address. In fact, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. Even if you had an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. But what is a good email address for you?
Well, again, currently this is going to be my personal email because
that's fine. Yeah. Like I said, in that case, it won't appear anywhere on the website or on any content that we create. It will be physically attached to the contact form. People won't be able to see it, but once they fill out the information and hit submit, you will get emails to this email address. And like I said, we'll use it to email things from time to time.
Perfect, perfect. So that my email address is Steve Redford, S-T-E-V-E, R-E-D-F-O-R-D, 86, at Yahoo.
At Yahoo. And then is Redford your last name?
It is indeed, yep.
Okay. All right. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I will definitely take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call that can be with you, with your wife, with both of you. But we will have one of our technicians reach back out to you. It takes about a half an hour. We want to kind of get a little bit more information, kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, make sure we know things like mission statement, if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I'm required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. Mr. Redford, it would actually get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. that we are reducing the cost of the service, that we're even including the website at no additional cost. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
That sounds good, yep.
Okay, and then Mr. Redford, give me just one second then here to get that set up. Okay, so Steve, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Gutter Up LLC.
Perfect, and that is exactly how I have that. And then, Steve, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Steve Redford, and owner.
Okay, and Mr. Redford, as the owner of Gutter Up LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Steve, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Okay. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Redford, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angies, and there is no direct conflict there. Steve, the reason we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, right down to the LLC and everything else and any information that gets updated later on, we will make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Steve, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Mr. Redford, that's fair, right? That makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying, being that you are a young business, it is, of course, month to month, and the website's included. So this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 18th of August, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. Steve, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard costs of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Again, that website is included, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 18th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299, and again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is offered completely at will, no contract, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally if necessary. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Steve, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Redford, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Steve, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that does actually conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Steve, what works best for you, sir?
A Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
And is it just first and last, any middle initial? Is it Steve or Steven?
It's Steven, no middle initial.
Okay, that's S-T-E-V-E-N.
Yep.
And then no middle initial in that particular card. You said it was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4669. Mm-hmm. 9401.
Yes, sir.
0001.
Yes, sir.
2930.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/25.
11 of 2025, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
Is 186.
Okay, I've got 186, 186 on the back. I've got November or 11 of 2025 for the expiration date. Mr. Redford, was the card itself 4669-9401-0001-2930?
That's correct.
Is the billing address the home address, the 16208 259th Avenue East, 98321?
It is not.
Okay.
It's to a PO box.
To a PO box, okay. And what is that PO box?
PO Box 476, South Prairie. That's in Washington, 98321. I'm sorry, 98385.
98385. And you said that was PO Box 476, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay. So in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Bear with me 1 second here. I'm in the truck.
No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
All righty. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. Steve, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll receive all of that once we're able to process the payment. The finance department is telling me, and it might have just been on my end, but it's saying that there is a mismatch on either the code on the back or the expiration date. I think we did verify it, but let me just go back. I have 11 of 2025, right? November of 2025 for the expiration date.
Yep.
And then it's 186 is the code on the back.
I'll be honest that it is stamped so poorly that I suppose it could be 166. I think it's 186, but the stamp on the back is horrible.
Let me try that. Yeah, you know, the thing is you pull it in and out of your office, You pull it in and out of your wallet often enough that it sometimes does get rubbed off. So let me just try that.
They stamped it in there, but they stamped it so tightly that it's like overlapping itself.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, yeah, it does say it's the code or the expiration date. So let me try to update that with 166 and then see if that...
The expiration date, there's a bell. It's the number on the back that is tricky.
Yeah, the expiration date is for sure November or 11 of 2025, right?
That is correct. That's an easy one.
Okay, so it's the code on the back that's probably the problem. Let's try it with 166 there. Give me just a second then. And then, like I said, I'm going to want to take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It does take about 25 or 30 minutes. We schedule by the hour. If I am in between phone calls when our client interview technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on that call as well, at least in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any questions that you might have before handing it over to them. If I am already on a call, they will call you on their own, and of course, they'll take very good care of you. They'll have your file as well. Just in case I'm not on that call, or I guess really even if I am, I did want to set up a little bit of extra security here on the account. Just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with GutterUp LLC, even if it is you, Steve, and we recognize your voice, we are still going to ask you for the answer to the question. Even more importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, they will need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and both the answer and the question. It looks like the payment's processing with the 166. So just for your own knowledge, it looks like it's 166 on the back and not 186. So let's see. Your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
And what is the answer?
Tacoma.
Tacoma. Okay, I have to type it in twice. Get you all set there. And then we'll take a look at that client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call. Let's see.
Is it possible to get that later in the day? Because I'd really like to work that all.
Sure. I was going to say the first available is at 11, but the last available is 3 o'clock. Looks like we could do 1 o'clock or 3 o'clock. Which of those would be better for you?
What day are we talking about?
We're talking about today if it works for you.
To be honest, I don't... She doesn't normally get home until like 7.
Okay.
Eight.
We could do Monday, but it's going to be the same time from 7 a.m. to the last one at 3 o'clock.
How about this? Tuesday, she has to get off early because we have to go look at another project, big project.
Okay. Yeah, we could do Tuesday.
We'll be together at 3 o'clock on Tuesday.
At 3 o'clock. So we'll schedule it on Tuesday the 22nd at 3 o'clock. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It is, like I said, a one-hour window. It's going to get you just a few minutes after 3, and I don't know if it's 3:05 or 3:10 or whatever it might be, but like I said, even on Tuesday, if I am between phone calls, I'll be part of that call in the beginning. At 2 o'clock, you're going to get an automated email reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 3. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then, did you receive already the automated email that our system should have sent out, or the text message?
I just got it. Yep.
Yep. Perfect. And it looks like you only did get that one. But in a minute or so, the welcome email will be shortly following. But I'm actually glad that you don't have it just yet, because the one that we want you to see is that Local Splash initial invoice. If you open that up, it says something like, "Thank you for choosing Local Splash." We've attached your invoice below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked, and it goes to the written terms and conditions, everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. So it's going to talk about the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Steve, do you see that?
I do. I got to pull up on my phone, so I'm not sure it looks the same as it does on a computer, but I see I see everything you're talking about here. Yep.
Okay, gotcha. So I don't want to walk you through everything, but obviously we're optimizing you on Google and Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. We do have that custom website for you, the Facebook ads. If you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across it, and above it, it says there's a small box. It says I certified that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. If you type it in, it is case sensitive. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got Stephen Redford in that box, click the confirm signature box just below it. And that actually does a couple of things. It does, of course, let us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we are including the website for you. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, got it.
All right, perfect. You can actually stop right there. It's just coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system, and our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it. So it's asking you to log in, neither of which is really true at this point. We do actually have to do your client interview first for us to create the content for there to be something to track. But a day or so after we do the client interview, you will receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change that password once you log in. Some people never change it, and that's fine too. I can give you, though, already the username, because that has been created and it cannot be changed. Luckily, it's easy to remember. It is your phone number, area code included, but just the number, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is 253-205-6441. I'm sending you also a calendar invite just to your email. Like I said, it does have, after the Local Splash CIENG, it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your phone number or your username, and that way we can easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. Anything and everything can be sent there. But when we do the client interview, they'll officially give you photos. You can jot it down now if you like. Photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. If you like, you can always email the photos team directly. Looks like the automated system has caught up with the email, so you should be receiving already the welcome email with the client support information that I've already provided. There's also an additional email that says action needed. Pictures needed for Google verification. So Google has recently made the verification process a little bit more comprehensive, which is actually a good thing. Google wants to make sure that the businesses that are on that first page, first of all, are local businesses, that they are actual, legitimate, reputable companies, that they will answer the phone, that they will provide the service that someone is calling about. I mean, as long as it's an advertised service. So you can help us out with any of those pictures on there. It doesn't have to be everything, but anything you can send us out will help. And a lot of it you might even want us to have on your website anyway. But any tools and equipment you've got, your work vehicle, is the business itself licensed and insured?
It is, yes.
It is. Okay, so that information, any business card, things like that, like I said, it doesn't have to be everything on there, but anything you can send our way. For workplace, I mean, obviously we know that you're doing the work at that residence, but if you've got like a tool bench where you keep your tools or the back of your truck or something like that, I mean, for that purpose, workplace, that photo would be just fine. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out there, get your phone ringing, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
There you go. I appreciate it. I'm pretty excited, too, to get this thing rolling.
Wonderful to speak with you today, Stephen. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Redford. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.